This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Louisiana Advisory Committee to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission held a day-long hearing at the state capitol Tuesday. Compelling testimony came from Jacona Williams, an LSU doctoral candidate in economics. Williams has done a statistical analysis of the statewide distribution of polling places and voting machines.
Census tracts that have higher percentages of black residents have fewer polling places.
Williams explained a census tract is an area of approximately 6 by 6 square miles.
For a 10% increase in income per capita, there's nearly a 1% increase in polling places within a census tract. Tracts with lower income levels have fewer polling places.
She says there's disproportionate distribution of voting machines as well.
For each percentage point increase in the percentage of black residents, there is one fewer voting machine, a 1-to-1 ratio.
In other words,
individuals who live in richer areas or areas with higher percentages of whites have more polling places and more voting machines, and thus have easier access to voting. And the only difference is their racial composition or the income. And you see that there is this relationship that shouldn't exist.
Louisiana ACLU Director Marjorie Essman had a question.
Do you know whether this is specific to Louisiana or the extent to which this holds true nationwide?
This isn't specific to Louisiana. There's a study from the Brennan Center for Justice, and that actually found similar results in North Carolina, Maryland, and Florida.
But State Senator Karen Carter-Peterson reminded the group that does not make it okay here.
Louisiana certainly has a history of voting rights issues, and we need to be particularly vigilant.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.